United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has died after a short illness. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva that Annan passed away at the age of 80 in a hospital in Switzerland, with his wife and children by his side.
Tributes to Kofi Annan are pouring in with expressions of shock and profound sadness at news of his death. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a statement calling Annan a good friend and mentor. He says Annan was a force for good whose legacy will remain a true inspiration for all. In a heartfelt statement, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein speaks personally of his close friendship with Annan and of the painful loss to the world of such a great leader. Zayed spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA the two men had a very strong relationship akin to that of a father and son.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Imran Khan of international cricket fame took the oath as Pakistan's 22nd prime minister Saturday. He now faces tough challenges, including depleting foreign exchange reserves and growing international pressure to act against terrorist groups allegedly operating out of the country. In his acceptance speech following his election in parliament the day before, the former cricket captain promised tough accountability against all who have robbed the country. According to a CNN report, munitions experts say a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace, killing 51 people, including 40 children. CNN said Friday the experts identified the bomb used in the attack from images taken off of a piece of shrapnel shortly after the deadly strike. This is VOA News. As the death toll from the worst floods in a century climbed relentlessly in India's southern Kerala state, the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, took an aerial tour, inspecting the massive damage that engulfed villages and cities. He also announced emergency aid of over $70 million. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Hundreds of thousands have been forced out of their homes. The local government says 2 million people in total have been forced into relief camps for this monsoon season. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is visiting personally. He's promised an additional $71 million of financial assistance to those affected. For now, authorities say they plan to implement controlled releases of water from dams to manage the flows.
And days after removing former CIA chief John Brennan's security clearance, U.S. President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official, AP Sagarmagani.
The president's been blasting Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Orr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States is sending a hospital ship to Colombia to help treat some of the hundreds of thousands of people who have poured over the border fleeing violence in Venezuela. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis spoke with reporters traveling with him to Washington from Colombia.
Can you imagine over 1 million refugees right now in one of our most populous states, California, and what that would do to that one state? Now just put that on steroids down here, and you see why this is a time when one of our fellow democracies is in trouble. We have to come in and help each other.
Mattis said those he spoke with there were embracing and enthusiastic about the upcoming ship deployment. The judge overseeing the trial of U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, says he has received death threats and is being guarded by deputy U.S. marshals. U.S. District Court Judge T.S. Ellis told reporters that marshals go where I go. Reporters pressed him to release the names of the jurors, but the judge rejected the request, citing security concerns. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America.